So the science of barefoot running may now be clearer, but what about the business? Companies spend fortunes every year advertising the latest running shoes, and we buy them by the millions. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting has some reaction to the barefoot running news from what we might call America's athletic shoe capital.
The Portland metropolitan area is where Nike's based. Adidas has its U.S. headquarters here, as do other athletic brands like Columbia Sportswear and Lacrosse. So, news that running barefoot may put less stress on your feet might be expected to put the cat among the local pigeons. But at the place where local runners go to buy their shoes, the owner of the predictably named Portland Running Company, Dave Harkin, exhibits a runner's calm.
Americans especially, we're not set up to run barefoot.
The bottom line, he says, is that if you're a dedicated runner, you're going to get injured, because the whole idea is to push the limit. And ever since Nike first created a spongy sole using a waffle iron, shoe companies have been using technology to try and reduce those injuries. Harkin concedes running barefoot is good for you, but he says, with all the glass, stones, and assorted litter on American streets, it's not going to reduce injuries.
I think if we made everybody run barefoot, there'd be a slaughter of experience. People would come back and be not only really, really sore, but other things take place when you run barefoot that aren't that great.
Local running blogger Heather Daniel agrees.
You know, back in the day, we weren't running on concrete. We were running on the plains or in nicely padded forest or something you can imagine, something like that. Now we have concrete and asphalt, and that's just really not nice to your feet.
And what are you hearing from businesses? Nike, Adidas, Reebok, have you heard of how they're reacting?
You know, when you look at Nike, a lot of their new shoes, at least the shoes that the runners are interested in, are very minimal. I think the idea is that they want to move toward that. When you look at the Nike Free, which is another style of shoe that's supposed to simulate barefoot running.
It's true. Picking up a Nike Free is odd. You expect the weight of a standard 14-ounce shoe, but at about 5 ounces, it feels very insubstantial. So, is Nike worried about the new study? They don't seem to be quaking in their boots. In a written statement, they say runners have unique needs that require various levels of structure, support, and cushioning, and that they offer different shoes to serve different types of runners. Predictably, other companies are trying to take advantage of the barefoot running movement. Vibram sells what can only be described as a toe sock made of thin rubber. Each little piggy gets its own pad, and the idea is that it's like running barefoot, but you're protected if you tread on dog poo. The outdoor store REI sells them, and Thomas Bussell is both a salesman and an evangelist.
People seem to be loving them. I think this barefoot movement has definitely gained some steam.
So companies here don't think this new revelation is going to put them out of business. They think dedicated runners may incorporate some barefoot running into their weekly regimen. But the rest of us can be relied on to buy fancy athletic shoes in preparation for that run, even if we never quite make it off the couch. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.